You want to be turning to Jeremiah chapter 33. I've got a couple of things I want to read in your hearing today. Jeremiah chapter 33. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 1. Jeremiah 33. The Bible says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, and the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knewest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city." Watch this, verse 6. He said, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and will build them as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it." I'd like to preach for a little while this morning, if God would be my help, on this thought, the prophecy of prosperity. The prophecy of prosperity. As we see this in the Word of God, we see Jeremiah, and the Word of God, the Bible says, comes to him a second time. Ain't you glad sometimes God just comes by again? Yeah. Amen. Ain't you glad sometimes He just comes where you're at and speaks to you a second time? And ain't you glad, praise God, when it's dead, when it's dark, seems like you're in a prison of this old world and self-centered, praise God, God will just show up, amen, and He'll bring you out. He'll lift you up above all that, praise God, and give you a place, amen, where you can shout and praise His name even in the darkness of this age. Amen. That's just who God is. Amen. He says He's locked up. Now, if you go back one chapter to chapter 32, the Bible said the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jerusalem, the prophet was shut, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, "Whosoever does, wherefore dost thou prophesy and say?" He said, "Why do you prophesy and say what you say?" And Jeremiah said, "Pray God, because God told me to." Amen. He was just telling what God had to say. Amen. Sometimes we get mad at the man of God, the prophet of God, amen, trying to tell us the truth. Pray God, because we don't want to hear the truth. Amen. But the Bible says truth will set you free. And say, when you're free in the Lord, praise God, you're free indeed. And we have that liberty in Him, praise God, to press on for His glory, looking for that glorious day of His appearing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, "Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth. His eyes shall behold his eyes." Amen. Said, you know what's going to happen, Zedekiah? Said, you're going to go into captivity, and you're going to look the king of the Chaldeans, Nebuchadnezzar, eyeball to eyeball. Amen. Said, you're going to see him. He said, "You shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though you fight with the Chaldeans," amen, he said, "you shall not prosper." God said, you know what, Zedekiah? He said, "Jeremiah, just tell Zedekiah, the king, said, pray God, he may fight and he may try to take a stand, but without me, he will not win." Amen. He said, he will not prosper. Amen. But we see in Jeremiah chapter 33 that God comes to me. Ain't you glad God don't ever leave you in a non-prosperous situation? Amen. The God of heaven, amen, said that he will prosper us if we'll let him. He wants to take us further than we ever thought we could go. And he wants to lead us one day into the portals of glory. He wants us to stroll down those streets of gold, praise God, one day in a little while. That's his ultimate goal for you and for I. Praise the Lord. He goes on here and he says that he recognized who God is. Verse 2 said he's the God of creation. That's who's speaking to Jeremiah. Now we've been teaching on Wednesday night about the Bible and God and who God is. As we're looking at the fundamentals of the book. And we realize that God Almighty is the creator. Amen. And he created everything that we have and we see through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. If you want it all, praise God, you got to get Jesus. Amen. And when you get Jesus, praise God, you get it all. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you won't lack for nothing. Praise God, you'll be full and satisfied in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen. Amen. Without Him, you'll be wanting, you'll be empty. Yeah. You'll be void and of none effect. But praise God, when we get the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, praise God, we become filled to overflowing. Amen. So we see here Jeremiah says, praise God, I was shut up in the king's court. I was shut up in the jail, praise God. Amen. But he said, there was a God of heaven that was there with me. He said, I'm glad even though I was shut up, God didn't leave me. Praise God, even when we get shut up and shut down, God's still there with us. And he says, what you got to do? I tell everybody, you call God's phone number. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3. That's God's phone number. He said, call unto me and I will answer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When you get locked up, when you get bound down, praise God. When you get in trials and difficulties, heartache and sadness, praise God. Just call upon the Lord. And the Bible said, if you believe, He will answer. Amen. So we just call upon Him that He might answer. Praise God. That's what God wants to do in the heart of a believer. It's God's desire. If we'll call upon the Lord, praise God, He'll hear and answer. Amen. He'll send an answer. He'll answer our prayers. Amen. When we call out to Him, He says here, if we'll call, He'll answer. He goes on here in verse 4 and 5, and He talks about the battles that's waged. Amen. He said, there's a lot of battles. There's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of things that's against us. Amen. The devil, number one, we know the devil don't like us much. Well, I'll just go further than that. The devil don't like you at all. Amen. You say, well, it seems like he does because he's always there wanting to help me. Yeah, keep believing that. He likes that. Amen. He'll keep telling you that. You know, I can help you. I won't say devil can never help you. All the devil will do is take you further than you want to go, keep you alone, you want to stay, and leave you desolate and isolated, praise God, from God. Amen. That's the devil. Now, he don't like it this morning. I'm telling on him, but praise God, that's all right, because I don't like him either. Amen. Me and him are at war. We're at odds with each other. Amen. I belong to my Heavenly Father, praise God. I'm trusting the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the devil don't like that, because he can only go so far with me, Brother Chris. He can't cross the line of the blood, or he'd be a saved devil. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the blood, praise God, draws the line for the devil. Amen. What the Bible tells Jeremiah, said, you know what? Today's there's a battle going on, a war that's being waged. Amen. He said in verse 5, said, they come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men. He said, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I've hid my face from this city. He said, I can't stand to look on the sin. I wonder how close we are to God turning His face from America. Amen. I'm glad because of a few little places back in the sticks like this, a few little places where we're lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, where we're standing on the truth of His Word. Amen. The Lord God of glory is still looking on, cheering us, praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we still have an opportunity to come together, worship in spirit and truth, and see God move again. Amen. Amen. Brother Rex is talking about the many miracles that we've seen just in this church. How God's moved in a miraculous way, praise God, to the saving of souls, to the healing the body. Praise God. Only God can do that. But we see that there's a war, it's a waging. Amen. The battle is on, praise the Lord. It seems like it gets more intense every day. The battle that we're fighting, the battle you and I have to fight every day. Amen. It seems like every road's uphill. Sometimes, you know, I remember when I was a kid on my bicycle, I'd ride that old thing, boy, and I'd pedal, and I'd get started up them hills, and I couldn't wait to get to the top, praise God, so I knew I could coast down the other side. Amen. But it seems like in the day and the hour that we're living in, there's not much, we don't get much coasting time. Seems like every time you turn around, there's another hill to climb. And praise God, you just put her to the pedals, amen. Praise God, and you give it all you got. And then say, hey, you know what? I can see the top up yonder. I'm just going to keep on pressing on for the glory of God. Amen. Looking for a precious day when I can coast a little while.
Amen.
Amen. Jeremiah said, there's a battle waging. Controversies everywhere. Praise God. He said, but just keep pressing on. Amen. King Zedekiah said, I don't like what you're telling me. Amen. He said, I don't like the thought of the battle. He said, most of all, I don't like the thought of the captivity. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know how to keep out of captivity? Praise God. Do what's right. Amen. Hey, listen, as long as we do what's right, they won't come to your house, knock on the door, and put you in shackles and carry you off. Amen. As long as we strive to do right, praise God, we won't be bound down, we won't be caught up, and we won't be locked up. We're living a day and hour, praise God. Everybody thinks it's okay to do whatever you want to do. We still live in a land of law. Amen. They're talking about in the prayer room, praise God. We need to pray for our police officers. Amen. They're killing them left and right, and the wickedness of the world, praise God, is telling them it's okay. The whole groups are saying it's all right to kill all. I won't say that's somebody's a daddy that's going out there putting on a uniform and risking his life for you and I.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to teach our kids to respect them. We ought to pray for them and lift them up.
Amen.
Amen. The devil wants to tear up America. The devil wants to tear up the home. The devil wants to even tear up our churches. And he will if we'll let him. But praise God, we ain't going to give him an inch. Amen. We're going to stay steadfast because he's waging a battle. But we know the tactics of the devil. Amen. But we see here in a prophecy of prosperity, God said, you know, the battle will be raging. The battle will be, even the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was a battle that was raging. But Jesus, praise God, stayed faithful to the Father.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He had found him a place on the mountain to pray. He had stayed in constant contact. You want to pray? You want me to tell you how to stay out of battle? Praise God. Stay on your face.
Amen.
Amen. Get on your knees before God. The safest place you can find, praise God, in the time of trouble is on your knees.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about a place of prosperity. Amen. Where you can prosper in the Lord. Praise God. He is looking for something. See, he was looking for joy. He was looking for glory. He was looking for restoration. Amen. Praise the Lord. What we ought to be looking for today is we ought to be looking for the joy of the Lord. Amen. We can give him glory for the restoration. Amen. God, our God is a restoring God. Amen. You look around us today, you just think about how many folks, even in this auditorium today, praise God, who God's touched you time and again. He said the second time God came to Jeremiah, he came to restore, praise God, that needed restoring. Amen. Come to a place in a time of battle when it was waging sore. Verses 4 and 5, that the battle was waging, praise God, God said, I'm going to make a difference. Amen. He said there was some sickness. There was a sin sickness in the nation. Amen. We're living a day and hour. They sin sickness in our nation. Our nation is sick in sin. Praise God. I'm that God. That don't stop him from working. God don't stop him. It don't stop him from doing what he does, from preserving and lifting us up and giving us that blessed hope. Praise God. Because he said, even though they were sin sick, he said, I'll take care of that. Now I want you to notice the I wills in here. I will, verse 13, verse 3. I will, verse 6. I will, verse 7. I will, verse 8. God said, I will. Amen. Praise God. God said, you know what? The situation seems dire, but praise God. He said, if you call upon the Lord, he said, I will hear, praise God. He said, my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I will hear from heaven. Praise God. And I will heal their land. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because it's his will to do all that thing. All those things, praise God, to prosperous. Bless His holy name. He said, preacher, are you a preaching health and wealth? Praise God. I'm preaching a God of glory, man, that loves us, who's able to do all things for us. Amen. The things that we can't do for ourselves today, praise God, that the things that He can do, amen, and He does them, that His name might be exalted. Praise God, that we can say, you know what, God delivers again. Amen. How many times in your life has God come to where you're at? And you look up and say, glory to God, He did it again. Amen. Glory to God, He did it again. You say, well, preacher, that don't happen very often. What about when those little ones get sick? I mean, how many times in your life have your children been sick? And all of a sudden, praise God, it seemed like something come, like a great and a mighty rushing wind pulled through that tank. Amen. Like, children are resilient. Amen. But I wonder how many times it was that hand of God that just come down there, praise God, and just touched them on purpose. Brought them out of, praise God. You come out shouting and praising, say, glory be to God. Amen. Amen. He offered that healing. He said, behold, I will bring it health and a cure. Amen. He said, a sickness in the land. He said, it needs to be healed. He said, it needs to be healed and restored. So He said, there needs to be healing. The first thing that has to take place, praise God, a prophecy of prosperity, the first thing that has to be prayed, a healing has to come. And healing comes from the Lord. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks today that need to be healed. There's a whole lot of folks that's been hurt and wounded, praise God, and we need to be healed. But boy, I have to encourage you, I have to ask you the question, ask yourself, what did God ever do to you? Amen. Man will lead you astray. Man will let you down. Man will hurt your feelings. Man will break your heart. But God Almighty's never done nothing but loved on us. Amen. He's never done nothing but to be there to help us, to encourage us, to send His only begotten Son to die for us, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. That we might have life, and that in abundance. Amen. Looking for the glorious day of His appearing when we'll see Him. Amen. I'm talking about prosperity this morning. Amen. Where God takes us from, He begins to heal our sickness. Amen. He begins to offer restoration. He said, and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Amen. That's what He does when He begins to heal you. You begin to get healed through the peace and the truth that God has. It speaks to your heart. Amen. He said, I will cause the captivity, Judah, captivity, Israel to return, and we'll build them as at the first. Amen. So not only says He, I will begin a restoration process. You may be here this morning. You may have strayed from God. You may be following God at a guilty distance. There may be things in your life that you know is not right. There may be actions, praise God. There may be things, praise God, that you know are wrong. Amen. But God says, I've offered you, praise God, a prosperity. I've offered you a healing. I've offered you a cure. I've offered you restoration. Amen. Now it's up to us where we... Now I preached on Wednesday night, praise God, that God made us free moral agents. And He gives us opportunity to choose and make choices. Amen. Yeah. Amen. What we need to do today, praise God, is just choose Him. He's that better part. And when we choose Him, we follow Him, He'll direct us. He'll show us the way. Amen. Praise God. He'll show us the way unto prosperity that we might prosper. Amen. He said, I'll restore. He said, I will rebuild. Amen. He said, I will build them as at the first. Amen. He said, they said things may happen. Things may get torn down. Said, you may get discouraged, but praise God. He said, I can bring you out of that. He said, I can put you on a higher plane. He said, I can bring you to a place of prosperity in the Lord. Amen. And if the Lord prosper you, praise God, you'll be prosperous. Amen. Praise God. He has it all. We have to remember, church, praise God, that our God is not lacking. He's not lacking in ability. He's not lacking in authority. And He's surely not lacking in resources. Amen. Amen. I see people all the time say, well, I just don't know what I'm going to do. They're wringing their hands. I just don't know what I'm going to do. My finances and, you know, things and the job don't look good. And I said, well, have you gave it to the Lord? Have you put it out there and said, God, here it is. I need some help. Amen. See, I come to the conclusion a while back. That all that I have, it ain't mine. But it's all that I have is His. Amen. That little old house I have up on the hill off Pine Brook Road, praise God, that belongs to God. I give to Him a long time ago. I said, Lord, this is Yours, praise God. Amen. And if I'm there at the house, praise God, and the roof begins to leak, I have to just look up and say, God, You got a problem. Amen. So what are You going to do about it? He said, you need to call Rex Hoagland. It was there last night. Mia was saying, she came here, she said, Papa, she said, it's time to go to bed. I said, okay. She said, we need to get in bed. She said, it's raining. I said, I know it, but it's raining outside. She said, it's raining in here, Papa. I said, wait a minute. I said, if it's raining in here, I said, we got to call Rex and Penny. Yeah. Amen. She said, I was just kidding. Amen. Praise God. Why? Hey, but praise God, if it was, I'd just say, God, this is Yours. Amen. God, what are You going to do about this roof that's a leaking? Amen. You know, preacher, you'll have to come up with the money to fix it. Praise God, I've got a God that does that.
Amen.
Praise God, I got these cars. Praise God, I drive up and down the road. Praise God, try to do for God's glory. And praise God, something happens to them. They belong to Him. And if they have a problem, praise God, and I'm sitting on the side of the road, I say, God, what you going to do now? Amen. Your vehicle, your transportation's broke down. Amen. You say, preacher, you're crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus. Amen. But I know my God loves me. He prospers me. Praise God, all that I have is His. Amen. All that you have is His.
Amen.
Just put it in His hand. Quit worrying about it. Do all you can. Do what you do. Work with job, preacher, whatever you do for the glory of God. Do it as unto the Lord. Praise God and He'll prosper it. He'll take care of it. Amen. Why? Because He promised He would. Amen. He'll restore it, praise God. Not only will He restore it, He said, I'll cleanse it up. Verse 8, verse 7, He said, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Amen. So not only does He heal the sickness, not only does He restore us, He rebuilds us, praise God, brings us back where we can get help, but He cleanses us from all of our sickness. Amen. That sin sickness that we so get caught up in so easy. Praise God, He cleanses us from that. He shows us the error of our ways and the goodness of His. Amen. And you realize when you weigh them out, you put them on the scale, that God's ways are, praise God, are way better than ours. God has all the answers. Amen. God knows all the questions. See, you and I got it. We think about it this way. Said, well, you know, trying to figure this thing out. And Brother John, about the time we get one thing figured out, somebody changes the questions. Amen. But I want to say God knows all the questions and He has all the answers. Amen. Praise God. So He's able to cleanse us from all iniquity, from all uncleanness, whereby they have sinned against me. When we commit iniquity, when we commit sin, who are we sinning against? We're sinning against God. Amen. We're sinning against the very One that's there to help us and keep us from sin. Amen. He's to cleanse us from that. Cleanse us, purifies us, cleans us up, makes us whole, makes us clean. I don't know about you, I like to feel clean, don't you? I mean, that's why I get up in the morning, pray God, and I take me a shower and I scrub real good because I want to be clean. Amen. If I get defiled today, pray God, I won't take a bath at night, pray God, so I can go to bed so I can be clean. I don't want any part of my day, Brother Bud, to be found filthy. Amen. I don't want people to look at me and say, you preacher, you stink. Amen. Don't you ever take a bath? Amen. God give us soap, He give us water, pray God, but He give us the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen what He does. Amen. A prophecy of prosperity. He said, I'll cleanse you from all your sin. Bless His holy name. Not only to cleanse us from all of our sin, the cleansing effect, but He also pardons us. So whereby they have sinned against me, He said, I will pardon all their iniquities. Amen. He said, I'll take their sin. He said, when we cry, plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I'll forgive you of those sins. I'll cleanse you. I'll pardon those iniquities. Amen. He said, full of pardon from God. He said, it's not put on your record no more. It's taken away. It's done away with. Praise God. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Never be remembered no more. That's prosperity. That's pardon that God gives us. He gives us a clean, fresh start.
Amen.
Amen. I think it's time for a lot of God's people to get a clean, fresh start. Amen. Sometimes we go down and we keep on and we keep on and we keep on. We got to come to a place we just pull up and say, oh God, I've had enough of this. I need you to forgive me of my sin. Give me for my selfishness. Give me for my self-centeredness. Praise God. Forgive me for my pride and my rebellion. God, cleanse me from all unrighteousness and help me start fresh.
Amen.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about a prophecy of prosperity. Amen. To prosper in the eyes of God. Praise God. He said He'd pardon us. And He'd offer us that prosperity that comes from God. A prosperity, praise God, that we can see and it'll be manifest that God brings to us. And not to us, but to others around us. He said, I'll pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. You know what transgress means? It means that you're taking a shot and you miss the mark. Amen. He said there's a whole lot of us, praise God, we don't intend to, but so many times we miss the mark. Amen. Now, if you're going to be a marksman, if Brother Chris, if you're going to go deer hunting, you got to take your rifle and you got to sight it in. Amen. You got to get it on, you got to get it on target. I mean, you can't take that new Remington 700. Slap you a Bushnell scope on it. Amen. Take it out there in the woods and say, okay, Lord, send a deer this way. Amen. Because them deer will come by and you'll throw that thing up and you'll shoot Mr. Jones' cow just sure as the world. Amen. The deer's over here and his cow's over here. Why? Because you've missed the mark. Amen. You know why we miss the mark? Because we don't practice. We don't get sighted in, praise God. We don't have a target. Amen. Now listen to me this morning. I'm preaching. I'm still in the book. If we don't have a target that we're shooting for, if we don't have a goal, if we don't have a mark, praise God, we'll miss every time. But praise God, if you take and you get that rifle, brand new 700, God doesn't give it to me. Amen. Not that I got one. I don't have a 700. But God done give it to me, and I take and put that big old scope on there, praise God, that big 3x9 or 3x12, put that on there, boy, and I put that thing up on a bench, and I put me a target out there about 50 yards, and I sight that thing in, get to hitting that thing, and then I drop back about 100, 150 yards, and praise God, I'm still grouping them about like that off a rest. You know what's happening? I've got that thing on target. I've got that thing where I can bear down, praise God. And when that critter comes across there, I can put it on him. And when I squeeze that trigger, take that big deep breath, let about half of it out, glory to God, squeeze that trigger, and down he'll go.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because there's victory, praise God, in getting on target, praise God. The transgressions of this world, missing the mark, praise God, is not acceptable. Amen. He said, a prophecy of prosperity. He said, God Almighty said, if we'll just dial in on God, dial in on the precious Son of God, the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, we'll hit the mark every time. Amen. You dial it in, you hit that mark. You'll hit where you're aiming for. Amen. That's what I'm trying to say. Amen. But if you ain't sighted in, pray God, you say, well, how do you do that? By the Word of God. He said, we hide it in our heart that we won't sin against God. So we bear down, praise God, on the target. We get the Word of God and looking for victory, looking for the finish line in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praying and expecting to prosper us in the journey. That one day in a little while we'll receive that promise. That promise of a soon coming Savior who'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, my beloved. Come away and we'll go out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Our journey will be complete. Praise God when He comes to get us, to take us to be with Him. And boy, what a time we're going to have. Amen. Why? Because of the prosperity that God brings. When we realize that we miss the mark without Him. But with Him, praise God, we get tuned in. Amen. We have a target. Church, we have a goal. Amen. But what I want to say now is that you have a target, you have a goal. And praise God, there's other people that's trying to get tuned in. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that's trying to get tuned in. They're trying to find some hope. They're trying to find a ray of sunshine in the darkness of this world. And they're looking here and they're looking there, and a lot of times they're looking in the wrong places. Amen. That's why we've got teenagers, young people that's dying of drug overdose, because they're looking for happiness, joy, looking for just a little bit of love in the wrong places. Amen. It's our job, praise God, to not transgress, not to miss the mark. Because, praise God, we need to show them the target. Amen. If we get to showing them the target, praise God, then they can tune in. They can get dialed in too, praise God, and we'll be all shooting in the same direction. Amen. You know what's happening in the world today, in the church's day, praise God, there's a lot of crossfire going on. I believe there's a lot of folks getting hurt by friendly fire. Amen. God, we're not tuned in, praise God. We're not our transgression. We're missing the mark. If we ain't careful, we'll be hitting each other. God help us. We don't want to do that. We want to help each other, praise God. Amen. We want to all be prosperous. But He says in verse 9, He said, "It shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth." Now watch this. Watch this, and I'm done. "Before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the," what? "Prosperity that I procure unto it." And He's talking about that nation of Israel, that little group of people, that little body of believers. And He said that the whole nation will look, the whole nation will see how good God has been. We want to see people saved. We want to see people birthed into the family of God. We got to start letting them see how good God is in our life. Amen. We got to get to tell them, praise God, how good God is. What God's doing, how He loves us, how He's helped us, how He's given us hope, how He's given us encouragement, how He's given us fortitude for our souls, praise God. Give us confidence in the depths of our soul. Lord, glory be to God that we know exactly who God is.
Amen.
Amen. We begin to praise Him, begin to give Him glory. Begin to brag on God. Begin to brag on the church. Begin to brag on our church family. Amen. He said, what happens to that prophecy of prosperity? We'll start going out there. People start seeing the prosperous hand of God, the God that God will procure. He'll bring down to us. He'll begin to prosper us. Amen. We'll begin to see His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Amen. And the nations, people around us, all those in the community where we live, start seeing how good God's been to us. Amen. We'll start telling them. Say, glory to God. Boy, God's good. Amen. We'll start bragging on the Lord. We'll start recognizing His goodness and His mercy and His love. Praise God. And they'll start seeing it in us. Amen. And He said those nations will start realizing the prosperity that God has to give. Amen. The prosperity, God, that love and kindness, that goodness that comes from the throne of grace to usward. That's manifest in us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God said, praise the Lord. He said, there's a whole lot of things are going on. He said, there's difficulty. He said, Jeremiah, there's battles to be waged. He said, but He says, praise be to God. There's a God that'll bring you out. There's a God that'll restore you. There's a God that'll clean you up. There's a God that'll clean you off. There's a God that'll put you in a place. Amen. And that place is the prosperity in God Almighty. A place where we prosper, where you prosper, and where we give God glory. And the nations look around it. People look around it. Friends look around it. Family looks around. Children look around. And they say, glory be to God. There's something different about Mama. Amen. They look around and say, there's something different about Daddy. They look around and they said, there's something different about Mama and Daddy. Amen. Something's different in the house. Something's different in the home. Something's different at the church. Amen. What's happening? The prophecy of prosperity. God's prospering His people. He's bringing us together. He's helping us realize how good He is. And that His mercy endures forever. He brings to us, praise God, those things that we need so that we can see the mighty hand of God working in our lives, as He tells us in Luke 6, and I'm done. God says, He says, I want to bless you on purpose. He says, I want to pour out my prosperity on you. God says, I want to pour out my prosperity on America. I want you to have all that you need. Amen. You realize this morning God will not withhold from you all that you need? Amen. He says in Luke chapter 6, and I'm done, verse 38, something for you to think about. He says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. What you got to do? We got to give ourselves to God. Amen. Unreservedly, we got to say, Lord Jesus, here am I. Amen. That's what Isaiah did. He said, who will go? And Isaiah said, Lord, I will. Amen. He got quite over our little ways, Lord. And he said, Lord, how long? Amen. He's about to get discouraged. The Lord says, until the earth was out of habitation. He's not very long. Just ain't nobody left to preach to. Just keep preaching. I think he was preaching to Baptists. But then the God says, he says, but then there in the last verse, God says, but I'll have a remnant. He said, just keep praying. He said, there'll be a remnant. Why? Because he gave himself. He said, give ourselves, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. He said, you give yourself, and God will give to you. Amen. That sounds reasonable, don't it? That's a reasonable sacrifice, a reasonable service. He goes on and says, he said, give a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. Amen. He said, how much are you willing to give in order to get? Amen. You say, well, preacher, what would we have to give? We just have to give ourselves to God. Give ourselves to Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. Thank you for helping, for the help, the hope, the confidence you give me. That prophecy of prosperity said, I'm looking for prosperity in Christ Jesus my Lord. And I'm coming in faith, trusting in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, I'm looking for that full measure. Amen. Prosperity is right there, young. It's there for us. If we're going to prosper today, we're going to prosper in the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other way, any other route is for naught. It won't amount to nothing. It won't mean nothing. It won't help nobody else. But praise God, when we look for our prosperity, when we aim for prosperity in Christ Jesus, when we get on target, then God begins to bless us and helps us to be a blessing. And then we can just give to others. You know, the Bible does teach us it's better to give than to receive. Amen? And when we begin to give out from our heart, well, God just begins to bless us. And the biggest thing we have, you say, well, preacher, I ain't rich. I don't have a whole lot of money. God didn't say we have to give out all our money. He said if we'd give of ourselves, the biggest thing you've got, the biggest treasure you have, is yourself. And when you begin to give ourselves to others, praise God, then God can begin to bless us. He begins to get the glory. He begins to get the blessing. He begins to pour out those blessings. Amen. He pours them out. He packs them down. He shakes them together, and they run over. Amen. What does that mean? It means, praise God, that your basket ain't big enough to hold all that God's got. Amen. When we just trust in Him. Amen. Trusting in Christ Jesus our Lord. But I tell you, it's a prophecy of prosperity. Would you like to be prosperous in the Lord today? Amen. If we're going to be prosperous in the Lord, we're going to have to forget about all the selfishness of this world. Amen. The self-centeredness. We're going to have to focus on the Lord. See what happened to Zedekiah? He got to focusing on me, and he forgot about the God of glory. The one that says, I will do all these things. The God of glory, the God of heaven today, is the one that can do all these things. And He can do it for you and I.